This Chazar is the English of Bachar Chazar, we've had Yehuda Mesechus Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel. Mar brings a 7-way machlokes regarding the proper order of the brachas to be made on the Kishel Yayin when Yom Tov falls on a Matzah Shabbos. Because again, you have the Hagafen, the Kiddush, the Ebrach and the Eish, the Havdalah, etc. So that's why there's a 7-way machlokes on what the proper order is. Shmuel's father asked Rebbe what the proper order is. Rebbe Yossi said in the name of Rebbe Shumi Chananya, the proper order is to make first Bayer Meir Ha'esh, then Havdalah, then Hagofen, and then Kiddush. Rebbe Chanina said this order can be compared to a king who is leaving a place as a high-ranking officer is arriving to that place. So the people first escort the king, and then they welcome in the officer who is at a lower level. So too, we first say Havdalah to Shabbos, we escort Shabbos, and then we welcome in the Yom Tov with Kiddush. Fekhtemar, how do we paskin? So Abaye says, we paskin the order is first Hagofen, then Kiddush, then Shechayonu, and then Eish, and then Havdalah. Rava says the order is, like we know, is Hagofen, Kiddush, Eish, Havdalah, and then Zman, then Shechayonu. And the Gemara paskins taka like Rava, which is the famous Yaknahaz. Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. Dr. Gemara, Rava would make a bracha first on Besamim and then on the Eish on a regular Matzoy Shabbos. Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked him, Beshameh and Beshillel both agree that the bracha on the Eish should be made before the bracha on the Besamim. They only argue as to the proper placement of the Birchas HaMozoin and the Havdalah brachas when you're combining like that. But as far as the Besamim and the Eish, they all agree that the Eish should be made before the Besamim. So why are you making the Besamim before the Eish? Rava said, that's the way Rav Meir learns machlokes between Beshameh and Beshillel. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beshameh and Beshillel agree with regard to the placement of Birchas HaMozoin and Havdalah, and they only argue whether the bracha on the Besamim comes first, which is Beis Hillel's view, which is why, Zok Rava, I did it that way, or the bracha of the Eish comes first, in fact, which would be Beis Shammai's view. In fact, Zok Gemara Rabbi Yochanan says that the minig is to follow the view of Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Machloikis, that Besamim comes before Boirei Miyarei Ho'esh. Zok the Gemara of Yaakov bar Abba was by Rava's house for Shabbos. Rava made a hagofen on the Kiddush wine and made another hagofen at the end of the meal on the cup of the on the kais that was used for Birchas HaMozoin. Rabbi Yaakov asked why a second hagofen was made. Rava said, that's what we did when we ate in the Reish Galusa's house. Rabbi Yaakov said, when you're at the Reish Galusa's house, you're never sure if another cup of wine is going to be brought for you. So you have to make a bracha on every cup that is brought to you because you never had a mind for that next cup. However, in your own house, you knew that another cup of wine would be coming, so there's no need to make another bracha. Rava said, I hold like the Talmidim of Rav, who said that Rav held that once you've decided to say Birchas HaMozoin, any new drinking, any further drinking afterwards will require a new bracha. Therefore, the Kais of Birchas HaMozoin needs a new bracha. Mar says, once when eating a meal together, Amemar made a new bracha on each cup of wine that he drank. Mazutra made a bracha on the first and the last, meaning the Birchas HaMozoin cups of wine. Rav Ashi made a bracha only on the first cup. Rav Acha bar Rava asked, who should I follow? Amemar said like this, I did like I did because after each cup I did not intend to drink anymore and therefore each cup was a new situation so I had to make a new bracha. Mazutra said, I did as I did because I followed Talmidim of Rav and therefore the case of Birchas HaMozoin needs a new bracha. Rav Ashi said, I did as I did because I don't follow the view of Talmidim of Rav because we find that Rav says that one Hagofen is sufficient when one is making Kiddush and Havdalah over the same cup of wine. The Gemara says, the case of Birchas HaMozoin is different because he has uprooted his mind from drinking. Therefore, any further drinking will require a new bracha. So it's different than the case of Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara goes back to the story with Rav Yaakov Abba at Rava's house. When Rava began to say Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, his attendant lit a torch. Instead of just bringing a lamp to make the Bar Meirah, he lit a torch. Rav Yaakov asked, why was that done? Rava said, surely you'll agree that using a torch is the best way, this is the mitzvah of a mufcha, the best way to perform the mitzvah. Rava continued with Havdalah and he said, I'm Avdalim and Kodesh Lechoyel, Bein Oyer Lechoyshech, Bein Yisrael, Amen, Bein Yemashri Lechoyshech, Mea Maser. Rabbi Yaakov asked, we've learned that simply saying I'm Avdalim and Kodesh Lechoyel was the Havdalah that was said by Yehuda Anossi and is therefore the proper way to say Havdalah. Why are you adding all these additional languages? Rava said, I hold like Rabbi Lozar in the name of Rishai, who says that one should either say three phrases of Havdalah or seven phrases of Havdalah. That's why I said a lot more. Rabbi Yaakov asked, but you said four phrases, which doesn't fit. It's not three, it's not seven, so what are you doing? Rava said, Ben Yom HaShri L'Sheshet Me'am Masa is not said as a Havdalah, but rather because it's similar to the concluding bracha of Havdalah. And we learned that Shmuel said, one should say the concept of the concluding bracha before beginning the concluding bracha. So that's why it's not one of the Lashon of Havdalah, and therefore, what you thought was four was actually three, and I was following Rabbi Lazar named Rabbi Yishai, and I had three phrases of Havdalah.